Be strong. After submitting my initial plans for a backyard pergola, the city denied the request for a permit based on a few requirements. The most critical element to receiving a permit was providing them with wind load calculations for the structure. This request was out of my scope, so I reached out to an expert, an engineer, for help. Wind load refers to any pressures or forces the wind exerts on a building or structure. Living in one of the country's strictest code enforcement areas, Florida, it's critical to the type of storms we face. Three types of wind forces can affect a building. The first type of wind load is uplift. Uplift is an upward force of the wind that affects roof structures or similar horizontal structures such as canopies or awnings. The second is shear wind load, or the horizontal pressure or force that can cause walls or vertical structure elements to tilt or crack, causing a building to tilt. Finally, there is a lateral wind load. Lateral wind load is a horizontal wind pressure that can move a structure off its foundations or overturn. These wind load types affect the integrity of a structure, and more so in Florida, where their weather can be really extreme. For this reason, the city requests these calculations to ensure the design meets the stresses it may encounter. More importantly, it will not only endure, but stay standing. This situation reminds me of how Scripture warns us to be ready for the storms of life. It's not a matter of if, but when, and more importantly, how and why. The how is by anchoring our faith in the Word, the why so that we may persevere and triumph over adversity. Now, consider this fact as you read today's verse breakdown, which says we're to be strong. The Greek term for strong here is krakatayo, and is used several times in the New Testament in different senses, but it means to empower, increase in vigor, be strengthened, be strong. In other words, we need to continually reinforce or strengthen ourselves, not only physically, but spiritually, as we will encounter resistance and storms. However, this is not something we do on our own, but with the help of the Holy Spirit and His Word. After all, if Jesus did, so should we.